I don't think I'm speaking out of turn, and I don't think that I should be. I think Hunter Brown is pitching for a spot in the rotation tonight.
That's what it should be, for sure. 100%.
I know he still has options. He may need to. Honest to God, if Hunter Brown in three starts is 0-2, he has pitched 7 2/3 innings.
Oh, my God.
Ronel Blanco has not Blacko, but Ronel Blanco.
It's the opposite of Blanco.
He hasn't pitched less than 6 innings in any of his 3 starts, including 9, his first one. He has pitched 7 2/3 innings on the season in 3 starts. His ERA is almost 16.5. 8 strikeouts to 7 walks. I know he's hit, guys.
That amount of innings is a start for Framber in September.
It's a start for Ronel Blanco, his first time out.
Yeah.
In April.
Yeah.
Tack on an inning at 2/3.
Or was that March?
To me, fellas, if he has another less than 4 inning where he's giving up high runs, you can't run him back out because Verlander comes back. And at this point, I'd rather Arrigetti be in the rotation.
Well, look, for me, what it does, I mean, we go from having, because I legitimately, I'm a Hunter Brown fan. I am too.
I thought he was going to have a big step.
Ron, the expectations were for this guy to be a top of the rotation type of starter and prove that this year. What he's done is put himself in a position where, hey, man, one more slip up and you're going to slide into that middle relief role that we're just kind of running guys through, that when Montero's not at full strength, we may go to you, right? You're flirting with being the BLAC, the guy that, hey, man, and no offense, Seth Martinez, but when all mess hits the fan and it's an emergency situation, we may go to you. Because clearly this starter thing is not working out for you.
Yeah, you're right. Like I'd rather, like, hey, man, go figure out down here when we're not 6-13 or 6-12 trying to get back in. Because if he has another one of these, I mean, 4 innings is the most. His best game was 4 innings, and he had like 80-something pitches the first one out against the Yankees. I think I don't think he allowed a run, but he is in constant stress in his innings. Man, if he comes out here and does another, if he goes 2 innings and 5-6 runs or something tonight, I don't think he should be in the rotation anymore. With Verlander coming back, we have completely passed the stage of Ronel Blanco in any conversation. He is in this puppy.
I think it would be very easy to have Hunter Brown in the category of, hey, when a game gets out of hand is when we're going to see if you can't work yourself out of this funk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Would you want him to still pitch every 5th day in Sugarland?
I mean,
so he can work him, because now if we relegate him to this role that you're saying, which
not me, I wouldn't. We need too much help up here right now in multiple positions for me to push him to Sugarland at this point in time. I mean, he ain't above doing what Christian Javier did until this year.
I know it, but what do you think you're getting from Hunter Brown if you take him out of the rotation and put him in middle?
I don't know. I know before the season started, Hunter Brown was hell-bent on my mechanics got a little bit funky down the stretch. That's why in the second half of the season last year, I struggled. It's about arm slot, and it's about this and that. I've got it corrected. Well, clearly, he overcorrected because this ain't the answer. So at what point is it, hey, and I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Like, the guy may be better coming out of the pen.
He may be. But yeah, it's go
thoughtless
time.
As you said it a million times, just come out here and throw everything you got.
But his problem is control in terms of walks and control in terms of the ball in the zone.
Well, I mean, hell, I ain't got all the answers.
And maybe they slowly bring him down to that, but that would be if he blows up again and screws this bullpen again.
Right.
mean, it's go time. It's you're 6-12.
No pushback from me whatsoever.
It is go time, and you got like I'm right now. If he has another one, I'd rather see Brandon Bielak. I never in my life thought I would say that. I'd rather see Brandon Bielak that to come in because I feel like Brandon at least is gonna give the defense a chance of fielding the ball.